Let me first address the word ordinary. There are plenty of ordinary companies out there that are a viable business employing hundreds, even thousands of people. Some companies are okay being ordinary. The status quo is okay for them. In an ever-increasingly cluttered marketplace, it's become more and more difficult to have your company's brand stand out from the crowd, which has brought on a trend of specialization. Most companies, however, build a specialized brand incorrectly. Most tend to create semi-specialized offerings that supposedly appeal to the masses. This strategy usually comes up short because the customer just doesn't buy into the concept of mass customization. The real opportunity that exists for brands today is in focused specialization. Although it sounds counterintuitive, in order to grow, you need to narrow your focus on what you do best and whom you serve best. Focus your offering, focus your market, focus your niche, grow your profits. In May 1992, Nokia made the decision to divest itself of its non-core operations, like televisions, raincoats, tires, chemicals, and focus strictly on digital mobile phones. In 1994, their goal was to sell 500,000 phones. They sold 20 million. Before long, one out of every three mobile phones in the world was a Nokia phone. Like Nokia, your goal should be to attract and maintain a specific market segment in your industry by offering a focused, compelling solution. The world is full of underserved markets. Think about your life, both at home and in the office. How many things are you brand loyal to? For what do you pay a premium? What percentage of your total purchases fall into the loyal customer category? 25%? 15%? 5%? As you can see, there's a tremendous opportunity for companies to own a chunk of virtually every market out there. Companies that focus on a particular market with a particular offering tend to be perceived as experts. Experts demand higher prices. Generalists tend to be viewed as lower priced commodities. Focus, however, takes risk, which is why most companies don't focus nearly enough. There is a direct correlation between risk and reward. Take a small risk, like only eliminating 10% of your target market, and realize a small reward. Take a bigger risk, like only focusing on a small fraction of prospects, eliminating maybe 80% of the target market universe, and realize bigger returns, such as a more loyal customer base that buys more products at a higher price. Here's how most companies end up rationalizing their decisions. Number one, when it comes to choosing a smaller fraction of the target market to pursue instead of the entire universe of prospects, most companies don't want to lose an opportunity to sell to everybody. And number two, when it comes to focusing on a unique and differentiated message, most companies want to say everything they do so the message gets diluted, making it sound like everyone else's. And number three, when it comes to consistent and complete brand implementation, most companies are short-sighted and think that branding is only what their logo looks like. They'd rather not risk the time or money involved in thoroughly and consistently communicating their brand from every aspect of their company. The good news for you is that most companies will remain this way. The bad news for them is that they won't know why their market share continues to erode year after year and why yours continues to grow. With this philosophy in mind, I introduce you to the Universal Law of Focus. The Universal Law of Focus says, by completely and tirelessly focusing on a specific target market, using a clearly differentiated message, and communicating that message consistently from all aspects of the company, the marketplace will reward you. They'll reward you by believing and accepting your brand promise, which will result in a high percentage of market share of your chosen target market, and their willingness to pay a premium for your offering. In other words, by engaging in three actions, number one, narrowing your target market, number two, focusing your message, and number three, implementing that message completely and consistently, you will be rewarded by number one, garnering a high percentage of your chosen target market, number two, gaining high belief and acceptance of your brand promise, and number three, demanding a premium price. Simply stated, the Universal Law of Focus says, the more you focus your brand, the more the marketplace will reward you. But really, how do I know which niche to pursue? Well, there's a combination of factors that can dictate this, like finding out who your most profitable customers are, what core competencies do you possess that your competitors don't, and which markets are currently underserved by the industry leaders. The best answer, however, is finding the right niche is ideal, but owning any niche is better than none at all. What I mean is, don't get paralyzed by trying to make the absolutely perfect decision. Take no more than 8 weeks to figure out what market you will pursue and with what offering. Many times, any niche is better than trying to be everything to everybody. A study that measured the top 25 business calamities from 1997 through 2002, other than internet companies, found that 75% of them failed because their operations strategy drifted too far from their core. Xerox, for example, was the unequivocal leader in copy machines. In 1984, it decided it wanted to broaden its horizons and become the office automation experts, selling fax machines, computers, and other hardware that didn't make copies. After losing billions of dollars with this non-focused strategy, it came back to trying to be the document company. Unfortunately, by this time, many of their best customers left for competitors. Conversely, Nike had the opportunity to move into the casual shoe market, but smartly resisted. Such a move would have diluted their brand from a dominant sports shoe market position to just another shoe manufacturer that didn't dominate any particular niche. With few exceptions, marketers have failed to enlighten the boardroom on the importance of a focused brand strategy. We failed to communicate critical facts such as, by increasing customer retention and loyalty by 10%, profits could rise by 50%. Mediocrity in today's competitive society is a failing proposition. It's time to establish your company's greatness. It's time to turn your ordinary company into an extraordinary brand.